This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
It's VOA News. I'm G. Abby Lee reporting. The U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee on Thursday convened its first hearing in its investigation into Russian meddling in last year's presidential election. In stark contrast to the House Intelligence Committee's investigation, the Senate investigation leaders say they are trying to keep things as bipartisan and transparent as possible. Senator Mark Warner, the committee's vice chairman, used his opening statement to sum up Russia's election interference. He also touched on the ways that Trump associates may have been connected to this Kremlin operation.
As the U.S. intelligence community unanimously assessed in January of this year, Russia sought to hijack our democratic process, and that most important part of our democratic process, our presidential elections. As we'll learn today, Russia's strategy and tactics are not new, but their brazenness certainly was.
The Trump administration has declined to comment on a report that two White House officials reportedly provided the leader of a congressional investigation with intelligence that showed members of his transition team were caught up in incidental foreign surveillance by U.S. spy agencies. The New York Times reports the White House officials are Ezra Cohen-Watnick, a senior director at the National Security Council, and Michael Ellis, an attorney at the White House Counsel's Office. When asked about the report at his daily media briefing Thursday, presidential spokesman Sean Spicer declined to comment. Last week, House of Representatives Intelligence Committee Chairman Devin Nunes met with a source before making his disclosure about the intelligence report. You're listening to VOA News. The top U.S. diplomat has met with Turkey's political leadership in Ankara. The visit comes as relations remain strained between the NATO allies. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is the most senior official to visit Turkey since the election of Donald Trump as U.S. president. Tillerson met Thursday with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, along with other political leaders. The two NATO allies remain at loggerheads over Washington's support for the Syrian Kurdish group, the PYD, and its militia, the YPG, in fighting the Islamic State militants.
We stand alongside Turkey in their fight to stop terrorism directed against its country and its people.
Tillerson paid tribute to Turkey's hosting of 3 million refugees and said his talks focus on efforts to allow their return. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
Zika is a flavivirus like dengue or West Nile virus. And a new study suggests that Zika can be much worse for people who have had one of those other flaviviruses. And in pregnant women, it may put their babies at higher risk for serious birth defects. VOA's Jessica Berman reports the new study has implications for vaccine development.
The study highlights the potentially deadly effects of a phenomenon called antibody-dependent enhancement, or ADE. In the study, mice were given a dose of antibodies from humans who had been infected with dengue fever and West Nile virus. What the researchers found was that most of the mice with no human antibodies were able to fight off the illness when they were infected with Zika. But the mice with the antibodies from dengue patients became much sicker when they were infected, and in fact only 21% survived the illness. Similar results were reported in the mice that received antibodies from West Nile patients. That was compared to mice that received human antibodies that were not in the family of flaviviruses that include Zika virus, dengue virus, and West Nile virus. All of those animals lived. Virologist Jean Lim, a professor of the Mount Sinai Icahn School of Medicine in New York, is co-author of the study published in the magazine Science.
Our studies may help to explain the severe Zika virus manifestations that we observed in recent Zika-affected areas such as South America.
Jessica Berman, VOA News, Washington.
South Korean officials on Friday arrested ousted President Park Geun-hye over allegations of corruption and abuse of power. I am G. Abby Lee in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.